Previously on Heroes.
My dad lied to me about my entire life, my biological parents, my ability. You can't just hide things like that.
A 21-year-old woman was killed in the explosion. Also killed in the fire was her 18-month-old daughter.
Hi, I'm looking for someone related to Meredith Gordon. This is her. Mom?
Where are you taking us? Tell your boss I'm on very important mission.
I work for someone who has true power and wants you to stop. Father? Asks Hiro.
It can take years to integrate a multiple personality, but if you let me, I can help you.
What I am, you can't fix.
Who are you? How can you see me?
I don't know. I just do what you can do.
I'm the invisible man. I'm Claude Rains. Now get away from me.
I found you. I need you to help me. This entire city is in danger.
You seem pretty sure about that pending apocalypse of yours.
How many people have you taught before me?
If he crashes, you bring him back again and again.
He's dead.
Well, that's less than ideal.
Peter and Claude are walking through New York. They're both invisible, and Claude steals a scarf.
Hey! I don't see how petty theft is part of my training.
There's a lot you don't see. You know I dare how to use these gifts of yours properly.
Yeah, and you do? No.
Right now, your abilities only show up as a reflex, autonomic, like swallowing. That's a dog's trick. Making it a conscious choice, using it, that's what makes you more than poodle.
Now, is insulting me really going to help me learn how to do this?
Listen, you're the one who's a bomb set to blow up me and everyone in this city unless I can get you housebroken. That's right, now he's listening. Now, you absorb all these abilities you find, yeah? You're invisible with me, you've flown, you've read some minds.
Yeah, put me in a coma for 2 weeks.
Your body doesn't know what to do with them all. It's got them jumbled, like file cards knocking around a shoebox. Except with you, the cards are doused in plutonium, piling up to a critical mass. Now, I'm going to teach you how to pull them out one at a time.
You think that's possible?
I hope so. Next time you shut down, might not be just a coma. Might be the day you melt down.
So then let's get to today's lesson.
All right. Let's start by seeing if you can hold on to one of your powers without your benefactors hanging around.
You think I could do that alone?
We're about to find out. Remember to breathe.
Claude steals a woman's handbag, gives it to Peter, and walks off. At first, she sees nothing. Then, Peter's in front of her.
Hey!
Chapter 14, Distractions. Nikki's watching a metronome.
God, it sounds like a bomb that's about to go off.
I know it's hard. Just focus on the mirror and try to relax.
I can't relax. You're trying to bring her out.
Jessica.
I told you. She is dangerous. She could hurt you.
Show me.
Those cuffs could keep an elephant in that chair. And just because I'm a shrink, don't think I don't know how to use that taser.
I thought that the goal was to get rid of her.
The goal here is to bring your two halves to a healthy middle, to have a unified and whole you, not two aspects at war.
How do we do this?
Like I said, you focus on the reflection and breathe. Come on. Feel free to let your mind wander.
We used to have a piano in our home.
You played?
Chopsticks barely. My sister,
Jessica,
she played beautifully. We used to play with her sheet music. We didn't know what it was, just dots and lines. I would get out my crayons and connect the dots. Jessica used to say that I could turn Mozart into a monkey. I sure did.
Jessica,
you should have listened to Little Mouse.
Jessica rips the handcuffs out of the table and grabs Dr. Witherson's hand before she can use the stun gun. Mr. Bennett walks into Sylar's chamber and sees his body through the window, laid out on the table and covered with a sheet. He goes into the cell and lifts it off his face, but finds the doctor. Mr. Bennett turns, and Sylar's behind him.
How's Claire?
Using his telekinetic powers, Sylar moves his hand, and Mr. Bennett's thrown against the window and falls to the floor. Sylar pulls out the plug in the back of his own head.
That was for the haircut.
He bends down and reaches inside Mr. Bennett's jacket, taking out his wallet. Using his telekinetic powers, he turns out the light, leaves the cell, and shuts the door behind him. Both men are now on opposite sides of the glass, the wrong sides. Siler goes through Mr. Bennett's wallet and takes out his driving license.
You shouldn't have built such a good cage.
You go anywhere near her.
No! No!
Siler leaves Mr. Bennett locked in the cell. Heroes, created by Tim Crane. Isaac goes to the door of his studio and opens it to Simone.
You didn't just use your key this time.
I shouldn't have them. Not anymore. You started painting since you got back from rehab. Can I see him?
That's not done yet.
It's another painting of destruction in the city.
Oh, God. That's the roof of my father's building. He had a lot of good memories up there. Is that how you painted our relationship? Like a city destroyed?
What are you looking for, Simone?
It's Peter. He's still missing. I'm running out of places to look.
You finally believe I can paint the future? And you want to use it to find your new boyfriend?
I don't want to be asking you this either. Can you?
I have been. Except, it's not working. Every time I try to paint where Peter is, I get nothing.
You've been trying to find him, why?
I know what he can do. He's the one that's going to turn New York into this. I'm not going to let him.
How do you know so much about him?
Because I painted it. I care about you, Simone, more than I knew how to say when it would have made a difference. But right now, I don't care if you hate me. I just want you safe. Stay away from Peter.
Just tell me you look for him.
I'll try.
Yeah.
Simone. Keep the key.
She picks the key up off the side again, then leaves. Isaac's left staring at his painting. At the Bennett's house.
The manatee's on the brink of extinction. There's one at the aquarium in Lubbock, and the marine biologist said we could stop by any time.
You're asking my permission to skip school?
No, if I wanted to skip school, I'd check into homeroom and then sneak out Miss Roberts' window, but you've always stressed honesty, so I'm being honest. The manatee is a very noble creature.
Is your car in working order, Zachary?
Just had the oil changed.
Any tickets?
Just parking.
You'll be home for dinner?
Yes.
That's not a question. I'm making fajitas. Zach, you're welcome to join us. Let's go. Kim.
Claire smiles broadly at her mom as she goes. Then it fades.
We'll wait 15 minutes and then head out. Do you have the directions to Kermit?
Yeah. Look, what if your mom wants proof about the aquarium?
She gives him some leaflets.
Where did she get these?
Motel 6 lobby in my color printer. No one can know we're going to see my real mom. We have to be perfect.
Hero's father unveils a large painting of Hero fighting a dinosaur with his sword. Hero and Ando, Port Washington Harbor, New York. Ando says, "Your father looks angry." Hero replies, "My father always looks angry." "But your sister looks hot," adds Ando. Hero's father says, "For this you leave your job? Take an unauthorized vacation? Gorge yourself on hamburgers and waffles?" Hero, "Waffles are very good. You would like them." Hero's father says, "No, Hero, I would not. No more distractions. You will come home and you will get back to work." Hiro says, Father, I am on an important mission. Hiro's father shouts, You are only on a plane home. You will return to Yamagato Industries. That is what is important. My job was meaningless. I worked in a cubicle. Hiro's father says, I only put you at the bottom so you would reach for the top. Perhaps I was too strict. When you return, I will make you an executive vice president. On your way to taking my place as CEO. You are my only son, Hiro. This is your destiny. Hiro says, Father, I believe I have a different destiny. And what is that? Hiro explains, It's complicated. I have to bring that painting to a man in Las Vegas so I can steal Takizo Kenzie's sword, then use my powers to stop a bomb from blowing up New York. Hiro's father says, Kenzie? From those stories I read you? If only I had the sword, I could show you what I can do. Hiro's father says, Do you want to see what I think of your destiny? He rips the painting. We are going home. Nikki's lying on the floor in the interview room.
Get a doctor!
Oh. What happened?
Dr. Witherson's twitching as she lies on the floor with broken bones and stun gun burns on her.
I tried to tell her. Take me back to my cell.
Love to.
Thanks for almost getting me arrested.
A little more focus. You'd have had some cash and fresh lipstick. I never said it'd be easy. In fact, I think I said repeatedly it'd be crap.
You've been doing this for 15 years. Cut me a little slack on trying to do it for 5 minutes.
You'll learn. We just got to find what's holding you back.
The cops have my name and address. I'm pretty sure Nathan's going to kill me first anyway.
You worry a lot about your people, don't you? Your friends, your mother, your brother. No wonder your head's all clogged. You're still sunk under.
Under what?
Your attachments. All these people who feed you biscuits, pat your head and tell you you're not fit for the outdoors. You still see yourself through their eyes, is that it?
No, I don't.
Right. Well, I'll bet you $20 your dad didn't make much of you either. Oh, God, you're easy. We've got to get these people out of your head.
Do you understand? These people are my family. I can't just cut them out.
Peter can't use his powers without someone holding his hands. How can you not punch that face every time you see it?
He's not like that.
He is, trust me.
You don't know him.
I don't need to. I spend a lot of time moving around people's homes, their bedrooms. You get to know people if you see them when they think they're alone. You see them for what they truly are, selfish, deceitful, and gassy.
So what is that, your big truth about the world?
The sooner you learn it, sooner we get that collar off your neck. People suck, friend. Every last one of them. Never forget that.
Not all of them.
Oh, right, there's a girl.
She's not like the rest of them.
Everyone's like the rest. That's why they're the rest. Fine. Let's go and see what your girl's up to, then maybe we can clear your head.
Wait. You want to spy on her? Look, you can follow her all you want. I'm telling you, she's not like that.
Well, then, no harm in taking a look.
Isaac's in his studio, painting. His eyes have glazed over so that they're pure white. And each time he finishes a canvas, he puts it down and starts a fresh one. The first picture seems to be of a large building in a city block. Then he mixes colors on his palette and makes strokes of pink and blue. Then lots of blue with strikes of yellow, like bright light. Isaac's eyes return to normal, and he sees the painting he's created. It's looking down on a shining yellow cab with white light bursting out from it, surrounded by blue. He picks up another canvas and studies it. Hiro and Ando are looking at the painting that Hiro's father tore up. Ando says, This is bad. What will we do? Hiro sniffs. Did you put on cologne? Hiro's sister says, Please, father, let me speak with him. She goes over to Hiro and Ando. Ando says, "Oh, Kimiko." Kimiko doesn't reply, but seems to be waiting. Ando looks embarrassed, then leaves. Kimiko says, "You have brought shame to our family, little brother." Hiro says, "That was not my intention. Father doesn't need me. You're the one he trusts. He thinks I'm weird." Kimiko looks at their father and steps closer to Hiro. Kimiko says, "Father is too proud to tell you there is trouble at Yamagato. And now the stockholders are saying, if father can't manage his own son, how can he manage his business? You are his only son, his heir. You must come home." Hiro says, "How can I? I have a mission." Kimiko continues, "You're so busy pretending to save the world. What about saving your family?" Ando says, "Maybe you should think about it. Your powers are gone. You have no way to get your sword. Your family needs you." Hiro says, "But I was a hero." Listen to Kimiko. She's the smart one. Hiro smiles. Yes, she is.
This is it. Number 36.
Nice pinwheel collection.
They walk across a trailer park.
Now I always imagined my parents would live in a penthouse in New York City, not some trailer park in Kermit.
So she lives in a trailer. Maybe she likes the open road.
It's not what I imagined.
Stop imagining. She's right there.
What am I supposed to say? Hi, I'm your daughter and I can regrow my kidney? I mean, what if she's got burns and scars from the fire? She's supposed to be dead, right?
So are you, remember? I already got that in common.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm getting rid of your exit strategy. You'll be fine. We'll be back in time for fajitas.
Zach goes to his car while Claire looks nervously up at her mom's trailer. She then climbs the steps to the door. A blonde, attractive woman with similar looks to Claire answers, and the two of them stare at each other for a moment.
Claire.
They embrace emotionally. Back at the Bennett's house, Mr. Muggles runs up to a man sitting on the end of the bed. Sylar.
Hi, little Fluffy. Claire home from school yet? No? Well, just wait. Now, what's your name?
Mr. Muggles, where are you, baby? Mama's home.
Of course. Let's go say hi.
Dressed as a courier, he heads downstairs with the dog. Sandra comes in carrying some shopping and sees him standing in the kitchen.
I'm sorry? Who are you?
Sylar takes off his cap.
I just came from the paper factory, ma'am. I'm just making delivery for your husband, and I saw this little guy in the street. Now, somebody must have left the back door open. Oh, I hope you don't mind. I took the liberty.
Sandra puts her hand on her hip.
Well, aren't you sweet?
Later, she's giving Sylar a drink.
And he was just out there in the yard?
Just chewing on a sprinkler head.
Who left those doors open, Mr. Muggles? Claire or Lyle, you tell me so I can tan their ass. Yeah.
Well, thanks for inviting me in. I always wanted to see where Mr. Bennett lived.
It is so funny how all y'all call him Mr. Bennett over there. I've always just known him as Stop That You, No More Shoes. Just discovered shoelaces, can't get enough.
That's funny. I never really imagined him as much of a dog person. I guess he just looms a little larger when he's drilling you. He mostly talks about Claire. I was hoping to meet her, actually. I've heard so much about her.
Well, she has promised to be home for dinner, which means a half an hour late. My son is at a Taekwondo sleepover tonight. That means an extra plate. Why don't you stay for dinner? Least I can offer my new hero.
Are you sure? It's not too much trouble.
I will call my husband and tell him to expect you. What did you say your name was again, Mr.?
Siler. Oh, I don't think you'll reach him at the office, though. Last I saw, he was just swamped.
Mr. Bennett's knuckles are bleeding from hitting the glass. Claire and Meredith.
I'm staring, I'm sorry. I mean, you have to understand, I never thought this would happen. You sitting inches away from me. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
You a good student?
I'm okay. Lousy at math.
No help for me there. Well, I bet you're all kinds of popular.
As homecoming queen. Kinda.
Damn, I miss so much. I mean, if I'd known you were out there, but you must think something awful. I mean, I was so sure that nothing could have survived that fire. It was a miracle that I did, and God, when I saw that roof, don't question the miracle, right? Here. It's horchata. I learned a secret recipe in Mexico. It's sweet.
You lived in Mexico?
Oh, I moved around a lot. After I lost you, I sort of started running. I never really stopped. I mean, I only came back to Kermit a couple months ago. I spent some time in Cuernavaca, in La Paz. You'd never be in. Sorry.
It's my mom. Hi. Yeah, we're at the aquarium right now. They just let Zach feed him turtle grass. We're practically on our way. We'll be home in like an hour. No, I won't let him speed. Okay, bye.
She doesn't know you're here.
She doesn't really understand what's going on with me right now. Neither of my parents do.
I'll pretend I understand while you're sneaking around. All girls deserve their secrets, right?
Seems like I have a lot of them these days. I have to show you something. You may understand it, you may not, but I need you to see.
See what?
I think I know how I survived that fire.
Claire, don't!
It's okay.
Claire cuts a deep gash in her arm with a knife, and it quickly heals over.
Please say something.
Meredith stares at her, then smiles.
Some family.
She holds out her arm with a balled fist, then opens it and turns her hand upwards, producing small flames on her palm.
I told Claire to get a move on. She said she'd be back soon.
The cheerleader, huh?
Co-captain by junior year.
Wow.
Although not so much these days. They dissolve the team because of some horrible event at the school.
I heard about that. That must have been hard on poor Claire.
You are awfully interested in my daughter.
Well, ever since I've seen what she can do, I guess you could say I'm a fan. She's really quite gifted.
Oh, you've been to a game?
Yeah, I guess I have. I just couldn't get over those irresistible talents of hers.
Sandra looks quite alarmed.
I should check with my husband again. Excuse me.
I'd rather you didn't, so I can surprise him.
Silas sends the phone flying.
How did you do that?
I'm special. Just like Claire. Well, different, but
You catch the meaning. It's a shame I'll have to kill her. And maybe I'll kill you first. I really haven't decided yet.
Sandra turns and runs down the hallway, but with a flick of his finger, Sylar makes her fall into a large glass cabinet. She lies motionless on the floor as he approaches her. She can only watch him as he walks closer.
Hi.
He starts to move his finger when the front door bursts open to reveal Mr. Bennett and the Haitian. Mr. Bennett shoots Sylar, who then disappears.
Find him.
He dies!
The Haitian runs out after him.
I don't understand what happened. Why was he... He moved the phone without even touching it.
You're safe now. I'm right here. I'll find him.
He kept asking about Claire.
Claire's fine. She's safe too, and she'll stay that way, I promise.
The Haitian comes back and crouches down next to them.
Who is that?
This is my friend. He's gonna make everything okay. He'll help you forget again.
Again? What do you mean again?
It's okay. Hold my hand. It'll all be over soon.
Mr. Bennett takes her hand, then looks at the Haitian, who puts his fingers over Sandra's forehead. Back in Kermit.
You could stay a little longer, have some dinner. I can't cook worth crap, but...
Well, I was supposed to be home a while ago. I got about 6 messages from my dad telling me to come home right away, so he sounded pretty pissed.
Hey, this isn't goodbye, you know that.
Claire nods and turns away, then looks back at Meredith.
I was hoping you could tell me about my father.
Well, that's complicated. Why don't you let me work on that for next time?
Some family.
Here. A little something from Mexico.
Oh, no, I can't.
You can, and you're gonna. I look 10 times better on you than it ever did on me.
She gives her the necklace, and they hug goodbye. Simone lets herself into Isaac's studio.
Isaac!
She sees a large painting of her and Isaac standing together on the top of a high building. They're face to face. She has her hands on his shoulders. His are around her waist, and their heads are bowed together, touching. Simone goes onto the roof, the place in the painting, and finds Isaac.
We haven't been up here together in a long time.
There's something about this roof.
You and I spend a lot of time up here.
I mean, it's connected with what's happening. It's important somehow.
Well, it's certainly mysterious. You know, I never figured out how those pigeons got up here. My father always said, if they found their way, we ought to let them be. I know we had a lot together, Isaac. For a long time.
You saw it. The painting of us. It's the future I still hope for.
This city took me in. Everything important that ever happened to me happened here. Good. Bad. You. Now it's all gonna be destroyed because I can't stop it.
You don't know that.
It keeps coming back, worse every time. You saw what this looks like after the bomb. The world will never recover from that.
That's not true. You can't lose hope.
What hope is there?
There's you. What you can do. Why else would you be allowed to see the future unless it was to do something about it? You can't just see the future, Isaac. You make it. You'll find a way.
You really believe that?
I believe in you.
They move close together and their heads touch, just like in the painting. Peter and Claude are on the roof watching them. Hiro and Ando bow to Kimiko.
Nesan.
Hiro says, I have given it much thought, big sister. Please tell father I will return as the new executive vice president. She says, this is good news. Hiro replies, oh yes, it is time to reconstruct and consolidate management in Tokyo. Kimiko says, you can't consolidate management. Hiro says, I'm executive vice president. I can do anything. That would be a disaster. Oh, you think you have a better idea? Kimiko says, we should expand by making new acquisitions in aviation, improve R&D and biotech, recapitalize. Hiro says, what do you know of these things? I run three divisions at Yamagato. If anyone knows how to run this company, it's me. Hiro's father says, Kimiko, what's gotten into you? My apologies. I did not mean to. Hiro says, yes, she did. Kimiko is smart and dedicated. You don't need me. You have your successor right here. Kimiko smiles, and Hiro bows to her. Their father's not impressed. Hiro bows to him. Nikki's in her padded cell. The guards come in.
Get dressed.
Just for what?
You're going home.
It's not possible.
Oh, it's more than possible. The charges against you have been dropped, Miss Sanders.
What?
The DA threw out the entire case.
That can't happen. I killed people.
The state of Nevada isn't so sure about that anymore. It seems a rather terrible gentleman on death row confessed to all the crimes you're accused of. DNA evidence backed up everything. Wonderful system, isn't it? As far as they're concerned, justice has been served.
And as far as Linderman is concerned?
Oh, don't worry about tomorrow's problems today.
No. I need to be in here. I need help.
You only need to get dressed, Miss Sanders. You're going home.
On the rooftop.
That's the one you love. Off to dinner with the guys she left to be with you. Sort of fickle, don't you think?
Why would you show me that?
I didn't show you anything. She did. We just followed her. Not even very long. I'm sorry, Peter.
No, you're not.
You enjoyed that.
You've got this rosy film over your eyes like a kid. It's no wonder you live like an adolescent. Posters on the wall, hair in your face. You've got to see the world as it is. The only way you'll learn how to save it.
And what, be like you? A hermit? No one knows you're alive except for some pigeons.
You have to get rid of your distractions.
The people I love are not distractions.
Then why can't you fly? You've done it. Your body remembers how. The only thing standing in your way is you.
What am I supposed to do, cut him out of my life? How cold do you expect me to be?
Did you forget you're a bomb? You've got to remember what this is about. Or do you have to ask for your brother's permission for that as well?
Anything else that I have to do? You want to make a list?
You're a sad cartoon of a broken heart, bleeding all over the place. I'm just trying to get your mind straight.
I have followed you around and listened to your half-assed wisdom. You don't have any answers. Okay, you don't know anything. You are afraid of the world.
You have to listen to me.
And I am tired of you telling me what I have to do. I don't have to do anything.
Except fly.
Claude throws him off the edge of the building. Peter plunges downwards and lands on top of a yellow taxi, completely crumpling the roof. He slowly starts to move, clicking his neck back into place. A piece of metal is pierced right through his chest, and Peter lifts himself off it. He crawls over the bonnet and stumbles off, standing with his hands on his knees. He looks up to the top of the building.
Son of a bitch.
Peter's sitting on the ground, leaning against the car.
Not quite what I was expecting, but hope for the flowers yet.
He jumps up and grabs Claude.
You threw me off of a 30-story building. If I didn't regenerate, I'd be dead.
Well, you could have flown.
Listen, if you hadn't worked this one out, you'd have been hopeless anyway. And I'd have defused the biggest bomb ever. But you did it, didn't you? You cleared your mind. You called out your power.
Peter looks up at the high building again, then at Claude.
Right before I hit the ground, when I knew what was about to happen, I had this flash in my head of this girl that I met in Texas. This cheerleader, she could heal herself. God, she's this sweet kid. Sad little smile, she just...
Suddenly, realization dawns on Peter's face.
You were wrong. I don't have to cut her out. I have to remember her, how she made me feel. That's how I...
His hands go invisible. He feels for his head. And his eyes go white.
Oh God! It's happening! I'm losing it!
Claude punches him, knocking him to the ground.
Well, it's a start.
Isaac's back in his studio painting, his eyes whited over. Suddenly, he closes them and stops. When he opens them again, they're normal, and he sees his painting is of Peter by the taxi.
Peter?
Yes?
I think I found a way to stop him.
I found him.
Siler?
I thought you had Siler.
I will again. Soon. You mean Petrelli? Where is he?
I think he's been here this whole time, and I've been painting him. Except no one can see him like he's a ghost or... invisible. What does that mean?
It means an old friend isn't quite as dead as we thought he was.
Hero says, you have made the right choice, father. His father replies, let us hope so. This doesn't mean I approve of what you're doing. That's okay, says Hero. You don't have to. Life evolves, father, and the son you wanted to be like you will follow his own path. Now, I have to go save the world. Hero steps forward to hug his father, who doesn't react. Should never have read him those stories, he says, as he goes to the car. Kimiko says, you are insane, little brother. Hero replies, you're welcome. They also hug goodbye. Then Ando holds his arms out to Kimiko, but she smiles at him awkwardly and bows. He returns the gesture. She's really starting to like me, says Ando. At Nikki's house, Micah knocks on her bedroom door.
Mom, I know it's not our game night, but can we play a game of Scrabble? Since you just got home?
Absolutely. I owe you like a dozen. Just give me a minute, okay?
Okay.
Nikki, who has wet hair swept over one shoulder, turns back to the mirror, the tattoo showing on her back. She pushes the mirrored door closed, shutting in the real Nikki.
What are you so mad about, Nikki? You're the one who wanted to be locked up.
Jessica goes, leaving Nikki trapped behind the mirror. At the Bennett's house...
I'm home!
In the kitchen. You are in big trouble, young lady. The school called. Did you think you could ditch and I wouldn't find out?
Mom, we talked about it this morning. Zach and I went to the aquarium.
He holds up the leaflets.
Claire, I think I would remember a conversation about you skipping school.
You okay?
Fine, just banged my head on something, bit of a headache.
Why don't you let me finish setting the table and you can go lie down for a little bit?
Don't think this gets you off the hook.
Sandra leaves and goes upstairs. Claire looks over at Zach, who frowns. Claire turns away and notices a piece of broken glass on a cushion, which she picks up and examines suspiciously. She looks over at her father, who's on the phone, and when he waves, she gives him her happy daughter smile. Meredith's also on the phone.
Hello?
You might not remember me. We haven't spoken in a long time, but our daughter just found me. Did you hear what I just said? She's alive.
We need to talk, Nathan.
Nathan sits down, shocked. To be continued.
So Claire is a Petrelli. Stay right where you are for a closer look at how these twists and turns were skillfully written into the series in Heroes Unmasked next. And for more insider stuff, hack into Mahinda's computer and read the emails from the mysterious Bridget Bailey at bbc.co.uk/heroes. Comedy as the night days take the modelling world by storm. Kath and Kim on the way here on BBC Two in 10 minutes.